Standing among the rails of donated clothing, Kathy Wheeler, née Brogan, ran her eyes over the various boys' coats. Spotting a green tweed one towards the end of the rail, she grasped it and pulled it out.
"I only unpacked it yesterday. It was in one of the new Canadian Red Cross parcels," she said, turning it around and holding it up. "But I think this might fit your little lad, Mrs. Prentice." "It looks a bit big," said the young mother, with tired eyes. "Why don't you get him to try it on, Mrs. Prentice?" Kathy said, giving it to her.
Kathy waited as the young woman fitted the donated coat on her son. It was Friday afternoon, and as always when she did her stint at St. Breda and St. Brendan's ARP Rest Centre, she was dressed in her forest green women's voluntary service uniform. 3.5 years ago, before the war started, the room she now stood in had been used by the local community for wedding receptions, dances and the youth club. Now the main hall of the church's Catholic club was the first port of call for those who, after a night in an air raid shelter, arrived home to discover a pile of rubble where their house had once stood. The second-hand clothing section of the WVS's rest centre, which Kathy was responsible for, was located in the back corner of the main hall. Opposite her was the canteen area, from where a faint smell of hot pot drifted across. Behind the serving hatch, half a dozen of her fellow volunteers were preparing an evening meal for families and ARP workers alike. The massive bush wireless belted out tunes as the women worked. The rest of the hall was taken up by the dozen or so rows of camp beds with striped tick mattresses. On each bed was a neatly folded grey blanket with a pillow resting on top, ready for the next unfortunate occupant. However, fog had been blanketing the London docks, just a stone's throw away, for the past week, which meant the Luftwaffe was unable to use the Thames's reflection to locate London, and so the emergency beds hadn't been needed. It was the first week of November, 1942, and Kathy had taken over the running of the second-hand clothes section at the end of the summer from her mother, Ida. They had joined the WVS together a couple of years before to help with the war effort.